On each day during the octave of this great feast, we intend giving portions from the ancient liturgies, which were used by the several churches, in honor either of the triple mystery of the Epiphany, or of the coming of the wise men to Bethlehem, or of the baptism of Christ. Some of these pieces were upon the birth of the infant God, or upon the maternity of the Holy Virgin. We commence our selection for today by the hymn composed by St. Ambrose. It is used by the Church of Milan. Hymn. Most High God, Thou that enkindlest the fires of the shining stars, O Jesus, Thou that art peace and life and light and truth, hear and grant our prayers. This present day has been made holy by Thy mystic baptism, whereby Thou didst sanctify those waters of the Jordan, which of old were thrice turned back. It is holy by the star shining in the heavens, whereby Thou didst announce Thy virginal mother's delivery, and didst, on the same day, lead the Magi to adore Thee in Thy crib. It is holy, too, by Thy changing the water of the pitchers into wine, which the steward of the feast, knowing that he had not so filled them, drew forth for the guests. Glory be to Thee, O Lord Jesus, that didst appear on this day, and to the Father and to the Holy Ghost, for everlasting ages. Amen. The following preface is from the Sacramentary of St. Gelasius. Preface. It is truly meet and just, right and available to salvation, that we give Thee praise, O Lord, for that Thou art wonderful in all Thy works, whereby Thou hast revealed the mysteries of Thy kingdom. Thus it was that a star, the messenger of the virginal delivery, was the forerunner of this feast, a star which proclaimed to the wondering Magi that the Lord of heaven was born on the earth, that thus the God who was to be manifested unto the world might both be made known by a heavenly indication, and he that was to be born in time be revealed by the ministry of those signs which serve to mark time. The sequence book of the Monastery of St. Gall contains the one we now give. It was composed in the 9th century by the celebrated Notker. Sequence. Let the whole of Christendom celebrate the feasts of Christ. They are adorned in a wonderful way and are venerated by all nations. They commemorate the coming of Him that is Lord of all things, and the vocation of the Gentiles. When Christ was born, a bright star was seen by the Magi, whereupon they, knowing that the splendor of such a sign could not be unmeaning, take with them gifts, and offer them to the little child, as the king foretold by the star of heaven. Passing by the golden couch of a haughty prince, they set out in search of the crib of Christ. At this, the cruel Herod boils with anger. He is jealous of the newborn king. He commands the male children of Bethlehem to be cruelly put to death by the sword. O Jesus, what an army wilt Thou not levy for Thy Father, when in the fullness of Thine age Thou shalt carry on the supreme battle, preaching Thy doctrines to mankind? For even now that Thou art a weak babe, Thou sendest such a host. Having reached His 30th year, this great God bowed Himself down beneath the hand of His glorious servant, thus consecrating baptism for us unto the remission of our sins. Lo, the Spirit visits Him in the form of the innocent dove. He is about to anoint Him above all the saints, and will abide with everlasting love in the dwelling of that breast. The loving voice of the Father is also heard, and those ancient words, "It repents me that I made man," are now forgotten. thou art, he says, my son, my beloved, in whom I am well pleased. This day, my son, have I begotten thee. All ye people, hear this, your teacher. Amen. The Menoe of the Greek Church gives us the following fine stanzas in the hymn for the Nativity of our Lord. In Natali Domini. I hear the angels singing at Bethlehem, Gloria in Excelsis Deo. I hear them tell us that there is peace on earth to men of good will. Oh, see that Virgin, she is lovelier than the heavens, for from her has risen a light to them that sat in darkness, exalting humble hearts that sing, as did the angels, Gloria in Excelsis Deo. Rejoice, O Israel, sing forth praise, all ye that love Zion. The chain of Adam's condemnation is broken. Paradise is open to us. The serpent is weakened, for woman, whom he had deceived in the beginning, is now before his gaze the mother of the Creator. Oh, the depth of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God! She that had brought death, the work of sin, into all flesh, is now, through the Mother of God, made the source of salvation. For of her is born a little child, who is the all-perfect God, and who, by his birth, did but consecrate the virginity of his mother. By his swathing bands he loosened the chains of sin, and by his own infancy he comforted the pangs of childbirth to sorrowing Eve. Let every creature now keep choir and be glad, for Christ is come, that he may reclaim mankind and save our souls. Thy nativity, O Lord our God, brought to the world the light of knowledge, for by it they that had adored the stars were taught by a star to adore thee, the Son of Justice, and acknowledge thee as the Orient from on high. Glory be to thee, O Lord. Eden has been opened in Bethlehem. Come, let us go and see. We shall find the hidden treasure. Come, let us go and possess in the cave the things that are in paradise. Here it is that there has appeared the unwatered root that has budded forth our pardon. Here is the well not dug by human hand, of whose water David heretofore desired to drink. Here a virgin has brought forth a child, by whom she quickly slakes the thirst of Adam and David. Therefore let us go more hastily to the place where is born the new babe, who is God before all ages. Rejoice, ye just, be glad, ye heavens, exult, ye mountains. Christ is born. The Virgin, cherub-like, sits bearing on her lap God, the Word made flesh. The shepherds are giving glory to the babe. The Magi are offering gifts to the Lord. The angels are singing this hymn, O incomprehensible God, glory be to thee. Let us recite the following prose, composed by the pious monk Hermann Contractus. It will assist us to honor the ever-blessed Mother of our Jesus. Sequence. Hail Mary, beautiful star of the sea, that hast risen by God's mercy to give light to all nations. Welcome, O gate open to none but God. Thou bringest into the world the light of truth, the very Son of Justice, clad in human flesh. O Virgin, thou beauty of the world, Queen of heaven, brilliant as the sun, lovely as the moon's brightness, think on us all who love thee. The ancient fathers and prophets, full of faith, longed for thee to be born, the rod of the fair root of Jesse. Gabriel spoke of thee as the tree of life, that by the dew of the Holy Spirit shouldst bring forth the divine flowering almond tree. 'Twas thou didst lead the Lamb, the King that rules the earth, from the rock of the desert of Moab to the mount of the daughter of Zion. 'Twas thou didst free the world of its destroying sin by crushing the angry Leviathan, the bar and crooked serpent. We, therefore, the remnants of the nations, in honor of thy dear memory, call down upon our altar, there to be mystically immolated, the Lamb that reigns eternally in heaven, whom thou didst so wonderfully bring forth. The veil is now drawn aside, and we, the true Israelites, the children of the true Abraham, are permitted to fix our astonished eyes on the true manna, of which that of Moses was the figure and type. Pray for us, O Virgin, that we may be made worthy of that bread of heaven. Pray for us, that with sincere faith we may taste of that sweet fountain, which was prefigured by the rock in the desert, and that having our loins girt, we may safely cross the sea and be permitted to look upon the brazen serpent on the cross. Having our sandals off our feet, and our lips and hearts made pure, pray for us, that we may come nigh to that holy flame, the word of the Father, which thou, O Virgin Mother, didst carry within thee, as the bush did the fire. Hear us, O Mary, for thy Son honors thee by granting thee all thy prayers. And thou, O Jesus, save us, for whom thy Virgin Mother prays. Grant us to see the source of every good. Grant us to fix on thee the eyes of our purified souls. May our souls drink in the water of wisdom and feed with understanding on the sweet food of life. Do thou, Creator of the world, give us grace to adorn our Christian faith with works, and by a happy death to pass from this life's exile to thee. Amen. We also, O Jesus, come to adore thee on this glorious Epiphany, which brings all nations to thy feet. We walk in the footsteps of the Magi, for we too have seen the star, and we are come to thee. Glory be to thee, dear King, to thee who didst say in the Canticle of David, thine ancestor, quote, I am appointed king over Sion, the holy mountain, that I may preach the commandment of the Lord. The Lord hath said to me that he will give me the Gentiles for mine inheritance, and the utmost parts of the earth for my possession. Now therefore, O ye kings, understand, receive instruction, ye that judge the earth. End quote. Footnote. Psalm 2. Verses 6, 8, and 10. Thou wilt say, O Emmanuel, with thine own lips, all power is given to me in heaven and on earth. Footnote, St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 28, verse 18. And a few years after, the whole earth will have received thy law. Even now Jerusalem is troubled. Herod is trembling on his throne. But the day is at hand when the heralds of thy coming will go throughout the whole world, proclaiming that he, who was the desired of the nations, footnote, Agius chapter 2, verse 8, is come. The word that is to subject the earth to thee will go forth. Footnote, Psalm 18, verse 5. And like an immense fire, will stretch to the uttermost parts of the universe. In vain will the strong ones of this world attempt to arrest its course. An emperor will propose to the Senate, as the only means of staying the progress of thy conquests, that thy name be solemnly enrolled in the list of those gods whom thou comest to destroy. Other emperors will endeavor to abolish thy kingdom by the slaughter of thy soldiers. But all these efforts are vain. The day will come when the cross, the sign of thy power, will adorn the imperial banner. The emperors will lay their crowns at thy feet, and proud Rome will cease to be the capital of the empire of this world's strength and power, in order that she may become forever the center of thy peaceful and universal kingdom. We already see the dawn of that glorious day. Thy conquests, O King of Ages, begin with thine epiphany. Thou callest from the extreme parts of the unbelieving East the first fruits of that Gentile world, which hitherto had not been thy people, and which is now to form thine inheritance. Henceforth there is to be no distinction of Jew and Greek, of barbarian and Scythian. Footnote, Colossians chapter 3, verse 11. Thou hast loved man above angel, for thou hast redeemed the one, whilst thou hast left the other in his fall. If thy predilection for a long period of ages was for the race of Abraham, henceforth thy preference is to be given to the Gentiles. Israel was but a single people. We are numerous as the sands of the sea and the stars of the firmament. Footnote, Genesis chapter 22, verse 17. Israel was under the law of fear. Thou hast reserved the law of love for us. From this day of thy manifestation, O divine King, begins thy separation from the synagogue, which refuses thy love. And on this same day, thou takest, in the person of the Magi, the Gentiles as thy spouse. Thy union with her will soon be proclaimed from the cross, when turning thy face from the ungrateful Jerusalem, thou wilt stretch forth thy hands towards the nations of the Gentiles. O ineffable joy of thy birth, but O still better joy of thine epiphany, wherein we, the once disinherited, are permitted to approach to thee, offer thee our gifts, and see thee graciously accept them, O merciful Emmanuel. Thanks be to thee, O infant God, for that unspeakable gift. Footnote, Second Letter to the Corinthians, chapter 9, verse 15. Of faith, which, as thy apostle teaches us, hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into thy kingdom, making us partakers of the lot of the saints in light. Footnote, Colossians chapter 1, verses 12 and 13. Give us grace to grow in the knowledge of this thy gift, and to understand the importance of this great day, whereon thou makest alliance with the whole human race, which thou wouldst afterwards make thy bride by espousing her. O, the mystery of this marriage feast, dear Jesus! A marriage, says one of thy vicars on earth, footnote, Innocent the Third, quote, that was promised to the patriarch Abraham, confirmed by oath to King David, accomplished in Mary when she became mother, and consummated, confirmed, and declared on this day. Consummated in the adoration of the Magi, confirmed in the baptism in the Jordan, and declared in the miracle of the water changed into wine. End quote. On this marriage feast, where the Church, thy spouse, already receives queenly honors, we will sing to thee, O Jesus, with all the fervor of our hearts, these words of today's office, which sweetly blend the three mysteries into one, that of thy alliance with us. Antiphon of Lauds. This day is the Church united to the heavenly spouse, for Christ in the Jordan washes away her sins. The Magi run to the royal nuptials with their gifts, and the guests of the feast are gladdened by the water changed into wine. Alleluia.